Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. Aquaman comes out this week. I'm pretty excited. I got my tickets. I'm going to see it. I think it's going to be fun. We'll find out. We'll have a full review up on Friday's episode. But before that, I thought we kind of look at Aquaman and his history and stuff. And especially today, we're going to look at Aquaman's history in TV and movies, because that's what we do. Aquaman gets a bad rap a lot, and we'll look at that actually on today's show a little bit, kind of where that comes from and why. But he's actually one of the oldest and most successful DC characters. Now, he first showed up, he had his own animated series with the Superman Aquaman Hour of Adventure back in 67, and this was huge. I mean, this is what put Filmation on the map. This is what put CBS as the Saturday morning network. It did everything. Aquaman was a household name. There were toys, action figures, lunchboxes, all that kind of stuff. And it actually made him out to be kind of a cool dude. And, you know, he had his whole cast. It was him and Mira and Aqualad and a walrus, because it was 1967, so you needed a walrus, I guess. And they had these seahorses they rode around on. And he fought villains and did all this stuff. And like I said, it was really, really awesome. Well, kind of the catch-22 of this is, thanks to the success of the Superman Aquaman Hour, we got the Super Friends, which is a series I love. I mean, I really do. I have DC Universe. It's on there. I'll put it on there sometimes and just have it going in the background, or me and my kids will watch it. Because it's kind of cheesy, hokey fun. Well, this is where we kind of got the downplay of Aquaman. Because, I mean, he had strength in it, and he could kind of talk to fish. But mostly he was like the go-to if somebody had a question about the ocean. He was downplayed a lot. And part of that is, you know, you're coming in and you're capitalizing off the 66 Batman, which was hugely popular, but insanely goofy in a good way. And Super Friends, you know, you're having to make Batman and Superman the be-all, end-all, important guys, because that's what DC has done since the dawn of time. And if you have goofy Batman, well, you need somebody goofier, and so Aquaman kind of got that role. And it's sad, because he is a super powerful character. But because of that series, you know, since 1973, so the past, 45 years, he's been downplayed and put down. But it is what it is. He actually really wouldn't have much after that. In 2003, he had the Aquaman and Friends Action Hour on the Latin American Cartoon Network. And it was a weird, weird show. If you can track it down, try and watch it. He was like Mr. Rogers, but the Legion of Doom was poor, and they were trying to track him down for some reason. I don't know. The reason he was on the show is because they weren't allowed to use Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and stuff like that, because Justice League was going on at the same time. But Aquaman did appear in the DC Animated Universe, which you can check out our show, DC Animated Adventures, if you want everything about the DC Animated Universe. But he first showed up in an episode of Superman the Animated Series. And it was more your old school Aquaman look, you know, kind of clean shaven. And this is something we'll see, this storyline we'll see later on, where he's a myth, you know, kind of like Bigfoot. Nobody really believes he's a thing. And then he comes in to fight Lex Luthor because Lex is doing some undersea blah, blah, blah damage stuff. And it's going to harm Atlantis. So he shows up and he stops. Him and Superman save the day, but then the army tries to attack him. And Superman stops Aquaman from unleashing the force of Atlantis on the surface world. And Aquaman kind of threatens him, like, hey, you keep these people in line, otherwise I'm coming back. He did come back. We got to see his daughter, though, in Batman Beyond. Aquagirl shows up as a member of the Justice League, the future Justice League, whatever, in the call, but we don't see Aquaman. He does come back in Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, and this time he's a little more disgruntled, a little rough around the edges. They said they wanted, like, Conan of the sea, and that's what they got. And he's just angry all the time. But we did get the really cool moment of him, like, sawing off his hand to save his baby and take down everybody, and that was really cool. That was in the Justice League two-parter. And then he came back in Justice League Unlimited when they fought the Ultimen, who were the other half of the Super Friends. So it was neat. But he kind of was a victim of stuff that he had already been a victim of, because they brought in Devil Ray later on because they couldn't use Aquaman because they were going to make an Aquaman series, which we'll get into in a minute, but they never did. He showed up a lot in Batman Brave and the Bold, where they embraced the cheese. I mean, the whole show was kind of corny and cheesy, but genius at the same time. And he shows up there, you know, always screaming outrageous and does just insane adventures. And again, you have goofy Batman, but goofier Aquaman. But I don't think it hurt the character as much here as it did in the Super Friends. So, yay. Shows up in Young Justice a few times because he, you know, is Aqualad and later Lagoon Boy's mentor. So that's neat. One of the few episodes of Teen Titans Go that I've actually, like, seen and enjoyed. He dates Starfire, and it's kind of awkward and weird, but it's Teen Titans Go, so you get past it. He's shown up in live action too, though. There was an Aquaman pilot, like we talked about, and sometimes it's called Aquaman, sometimes it was called Mercy Reef. It's not bad. I watched it on Xbox. I think you can still get it, maybe on there and on iTunes. It's also on the Crisis on Tourists Blu-ray. And you had Justin Hartley as Aquaman. Well, it didn't get picked up, and Justin Hartley would go on to be Green Arrow on Smallville. But Arthur Curry / Aquaman would show up on Smallville, played by Alan Ritchson, who is awesome. He was on the show called Blue Mountain State, which is not family-friendly, but is incredibly funny. And AC is what they call him. Arthur Curry showed up 4 or 5 times throughout all the 10 seasons of Superman. And usually, but not always, with other people. Like, he showed up with Cyborg and Impulse one time. He showed up with Mira and Green Arrow and Black Canary. And he's done a lot of things. In The Flash, they mentioned having friends from Atlantis and stuff. Big Bang Theory talks about Aquaman a lot and sometimes puts him down, sometimes praises him. It's a strange dynamic, really. I hadn't watched Big Bang Theory in years, so I don't know how much it's changed, but I remember Raj dressed up as him for Halloween one time, and it was kind of funny. But that's just your TV exposure. He's also had a lot of exposure in film and things. There, since, like, 2003, there's been plans to make an Aquaman movie. He was going to show up in that Justice League Mortal movie, and he was going to be played by Santiago Cabrera, who was in, he's done a lot of BBC stuff. He was Lancelot Merlin. He was in Three Musketeers. He was on Heroes, though. That's probably where American audiences know him. But writer's strike happened and all that stuff, so we never got that movie. But we did get Man of Steel, and in that, it was announced that, you know, Jason Momoa was going to come in and play Aquaman. And he first showed up in Dawn of Justice in a video. He was in pictures in Suicide Squad. And then actually real life, for reals, as a character, showed up in Justice League. And we get Aquaman this week. So it's been kind of a strange journey. I mean, he's shown up in a lot of the animated movies and stuff too. Not all the Justice League movies, but a few of them. Some of the Lego movies and things. But Aquaman is, like I said, he's been around. You know, if you go back and listen to our Wonder Woman show where we talked about Wonder Woman's TV history, Aquaman has a longer, more, I'm not going to say a better track record, but a more substantiated track record than Wonder Woman did. And that, I don't know, to put things in perspective and let you ponder on stuff. And it's a long road to getting a movie, but he's got a movie and we're excited about it. Let us know what your favorite Aquaman iteration was. Is it the Smallville one, the Super Friends one, Brave and the Bold, whatever. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on Facebook. We're all over social media. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter, even YouTube. We're doing contests all the time on all of them, so make sure to like us on all those. Also, make sure you subscribe to wherever you listen to us on now, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, anything. That way you get all the latest shows. You won't regret it. Always great shows. Feel free to email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy talking to everybody. So, yeah, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Born on the wrong side of the ocean, with all the tides against you, you never thought.